Greetings, fellow travelers, to a land where the boundaries of reality blur and dark mysteries unfold. Join us as we unravel the secrets hidden within the heart of Alcius in these Tales from the Labyrinth. The Tour of Four, Part 2, The Kingdom of Glass.
What desperation. I almost pity them.
Mother.
I must say, your choice in coming here without alerting anyone was quite unexpected.
I'm glad I can still surprise you.
And so you have. You've grown since we last spoke. Royalty looks good on you.
Thank you.
Though this attempt at a disguise is quite pathetic. Really, child, have I taught you nothing?
I'm sorry to disappoint.
I cannot tell if the coldness I feel comes from these walls or your tone.
Must be the latter, since you're clearly projecting yourself.
How perceptive. I'm impressed. Why are you here?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Perhaps.
Great. Good talk.
I simply wish to understand why you did not come to me first.
You really want to do this now?
Oh, come now, Merrick.
Leave it.
There's no need for
what? For what, Mother? Am I being too unreasonable for you? Is my being here not part of a grand future that you've planned for me?
Outbursts like that are quite unbecoming, my child. But you are correct. You should not be here.
And why is that? Afraid of what I might find?
I'm afraid of what I might lose.
Don't start with that.
With what?
That, your feigned concern. This isn't about you protecting me, it's about protecting your plan.
You are the plan, Merrick.
You really are scared, aren't you?
It isn't too late. You can still turn back. These halls are not for you. Your place is in the palace, where you...
Where I remain a prisoner to everyone else's whim. If it isn't you, it's Father or any of his damned council. I'm sick and tired of being handed things, Mother. Of being told who I'm supposed to be and how. So yeah, you're right. I didn't approach you about this, and no, I'm not leaving. I have a purpose here. If you're looking for an apology, you've wasted your time.
I cannot protect you within these walls.
Who said I needed it?
Please, Merrick, you don't understand what you're meddling with.
So then tell me. Huh? Tell me. What is it that frightens you? Return to your tea leaves, Mother. I'm busy.
Whatever you think you're going to find here, child, will only bring you ruin.
At least I'd be able to claim it as my own. And there it was. The Jade Phoenix resting behind a small waterfall. Boston had never seen anything so beautiful in his entire life. Finally, he smirked as he crept towards his prize. Slowly he moved, carefully avoiding the pressure plates that would trigger the vicious spike traps below him. Many had tried to take the Jade Phoenix before, but none had ever made it as far as Boston's stone helm had. Only the waterfall stood between him and the idol, its mist glittering every color of the rainbow. "Hello, friend," he greeted, gently reaching his hands through. And... ha! The Jade Phoenix was his! But... oh no! He hadn't noticed that the statue itself was on a pressure plate. The temple was starting to crash around him. We gotta get out of here! Oh, sorry, Father.
You've done Calfuria a great service, Mr. Stonehelm. Allow me to take the Jade Phoenix off your hands. Well, you're heavier than I expected. Should fetch a fine price in Canary Square.
No, you can't sell Cassandra.
I thought it was the Jade Phoenix.
But that's not fair.
Well, when you're king, you can decide what's fair for yourself.
But what if I don't want to be king, Father?
Oh?
What if I want to be an adventurer, like Boston Stonehelm?
Merrick.
Just think, I could be the first Dalor to explore Remus, or navigate the Western Waste, or discover the heart of the Labyrinth. We'd be famous.
We're royalty.
Yeah, but like famous. I could be someone people tell bedtime stories about.
You don't think there are bedtime stories about me?
Oh, yes, I'm sure there are, Father, but...
Did I ever tell you what I wanted to be when I was your age?
No.
I wanted to be the smartest man in Alcius.
You aren't?
I wish I could say I was, but no. At least I don't think I am. But I wanted for people to come from all over the continent seeking my counsel. No question would have been beyond my understanding, and no problem would have been too great for me to solve.
What happened?
I became king.
No, I mean, why didn't you follow the path you wanted?
What makes you think I didn't?
Nice cat.
Sphinx.
Yeah, I know what a sphinx is. Weren't you looking for a library?
Still am.
I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
The only way through to the lower levels is to answer its riddle. I'm trying to solve mine.
Okay, I'll bite. What did it ask?
I have cities.
Shit!
But no houses. I have mountains. But no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I?
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
How long have you been at it?
Not long.
2 hours.
2 hours?
Not helping.
Isn't this supposed to be the thing you're good at? Solving riddles, avoiding traps?
It's harder than it looks, all right?
Oh, come on, you're Boston fucking Stonehelm. This should be a cakewalk for you.
Oh, should it now? Tell me more about this fantasy version of me in your head, Your Highness, because whoever that man is, he isn't me.
But you made it out of here alive, something no one has done
since... the inception of the tour. Yeah, I know. I got lucky getting out of here that first time. There was nothing romantic about it. If there were any thrilling heroics, they certainly didn't come from me.
What happened?
Hubris. I had such an infatuation with this place growing up. Even taught myself Old Cephalonian just so I could read some of the apocryphal stanzas about it from the Song of Alcaeus. One of them mentioned a great library that had been swallowed by the labyrinth centuries ago. The Athenaeum of Ancients. Needless to say, my obsession found its anchor point. About a week after I graduated from the academy, I received a summons from the palace. It was from your father. He'd read my dissertation about the Athenaeum and wanted me to search for it off the books.
My father? The only interest he has in the labyrinth is the tourism it brings in. What does he want with the Athenaeum?
You really don't know him at all, do you? According to legend, the Athenaeum is a repository of all knowledge from this world and beyond. Anyone with control over that kind of intelligence has the potential to not only dominate Alcaeus, but the labyrinth itself.
That seems pretty dramatic. Even for him. But why just send you? It seems like you need an entire excavation crew for that kind of job.
He feared spies from Laminivus and Pylos would alert their respective councils, prematurely sparking a war of ownership.
So we put you into the Tor of Four as a cover.
Now you're catching on. As for the excavation crew, the Apocrypha also spoke of an ancient device that could create a doorway directly to the Athenaeum from anywhere.
So if that device exists, you'd simply be able to leave the labyrinth from there?
That's the theory.
So what happened?
Damn it, I thought we had more time.
What is it?
We need to get through here, now.
What the hell's going on, Boston?
I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees.
What the fuck is that?
You wanna know what happened to the others? That is what happened. Now help me, or else we're both fucked. Are you here?
Yeah, right, I'm here.
Good. Now, I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
Okay. Riddles are meant to trick you into overthinking.
Right. Usually the answer is something simple.
Cities, mountains, water, but no houses, trees, or fish.
They lack detail.
But just enough for you to identify what they are.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
You have it?
A map?
Correct.
Quick! Through that door!
No, shit!
Mary,
I speak
let me in!
Without a mouth, and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
Fuck, Merrick.
I need you to focus.
Yeah, well, how the hell am I supposed to focus with that thing coming this way?
You can do this. I'm right here, and I'm not going anywhere. Now focus.
Right, okay. Can you repeat the riddle?
I speak without a mouth, and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
Okay, I speak without a mouth. A psychic. An author. No. What hears without ears? That's gotta be metaphorical. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. Speaks and hears with wind, but no mouth, ears, or body. Shit!
You're overthinking. Keep it simple.
I'm trying! Right, simple, okay. No mouth, ears, or body. Speaks and hears with wind. No. It comes alive with wind. It doesn't have a physical presence, so it's something that needs wind to exist that we can. An echo!
Correct.
Damn it, run!
We had an agreement.
You were told to stay away.
Oh, I've been told many things, King of Glass and Song. Not the least of which being that you would bear no other children.
Merrick is still the proclaimed heir.
You know as well as I how fickle such proclamations are. How easily they shatter with just the slightest touch of pressure. We had an agreement, Dalar. My power and influence in exchange for our son being your only offspring. That was the deal.
What then? You've come to intimidate me?
No, dear. I've come to collect.
Collect?
Your daughter.
Over my dead body.
As ideal as that would be, no. We still have work ahead of us, you and I. She won't be harmed. I'm simply removing her from the equation. I think I'm being quite generous, considering the circumstances.
She's my daughter!
Hush now. Let's not wake our child. You have two options before you, Your Highness. Either I take the babe with me where she will live safely in exile, or I can slip into her chamber and smother her where she lies. Oh, imagine the tragedy. Not unheard of this far west for a child to die in their sleep, of course. All will mourn. But only you will have the burden of knowing you could have prevented it. Remember to whom you owe your throne.
Damn you.
You first.
Boston? Boston? Keep moving. Gotta keep moving. Damn it. I don't have time for this! Leave me!
No.
Tales from the Labyrinth is a Patronize production. The role of Prince Merrick was played by Rob Mobley. Boston Stonehelm was played by Scott Martinek. Elara was played by Justine Westby. King Dallin was played by Tyler Riley. Narration by Will Thome. The Whispers were played by Rob Mobley. Tales from the Labyrinth is created by Ross Lampert. Kingdom of Glass was written by Rob Mobley and directed by Rob Mobley. Art design by Tony Patron. Casting by Rob Mobley. Music by Ross Lampert. Edited by Will Thome. If you enjoyed Tales from the Labyrinth, consider listening to the other Patronized Production podcasts, In Good Spirits and Villainology, found on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you find your podcasts. Please consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/patronizeproductions.